This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military has now renewed calls for mass evacuation from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widens its ground offensive and bombards targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. The expanded operations followed the expiration of weeks-long ceasefire aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers. A warning from friendly U.S. Senate Democrats has caught U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's attention as it seeks more aid for Israel's war with Hamas.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Officials of the Kaduna State Ministry of Internal Security and Home Affairs confirmed the incident after an emergency security meeting on Monday. Authorities said the military jet was on a routine counterterrorism operation when it inadvertently bombed the Tudun village in the state and killed dozens of residents Sunday. The victims had gathered to mark the Maulid celebration, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad.
That's VOA's Timothy Obiezu. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says that a former American diplomat who served as a U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been now charged with serving as a covert agent for Cuba's intelligence services since at least 1981. The newly unsealed court papers alleged that Manuel Rocha engaged in clandestine activity on Cuba's behalf for decades. That includes charges of acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government and other crimes. He appeared in court Monday afternoon and will remain held until a bond hearing on Wednesday. For the first time, delegates meeting at the UN Climate Change Conference, or COP28, have addressed the impact of climate change on public health amid warnings that global warming could increase the risk of deadly diseases.
Pakistan suffered the worst flood in its history last year, which scientists say was likely exacerbated by climate change. Thousands were killed and homes and livelihoods destroyed. The floodwaters also provided a vast breeding ground for mosquitoes, leading to a 400% increase in cases of malaria countrywide, the worst outbreak since 1973. Scientists say this is just one example of how climate change is having a big impact on human health. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
China said Monday that a U.S. naval ship illegally entered waters adjacent to the Second Thomas Shoal. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports that the shoal has been the site of several confrontations with China recently.
China is in disputes with several of its neighbors over its extensive claims of territorial waters in the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy said the USS Gabriel Giffords was conducting routine operations in international waters in the South China Sea, consistent with international law. The Chinese military spokesperson said the U.S. ship was monitored and followed. The U.S. Navy responded, quote, "We will not be deterred from continuing to work alongside our allies and partners in support of our shared vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific."
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is heading to Mexico this week. That's a trip announced early, shortly after her agency created a new strike force to help combat illicit fentanyl trafficking. The trip comes as the U.S. and China step up efforts to stop the movement of the powerful opioid and drug-making materials into the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.